Zok de Eilige Mishnah Weiter, Masechtas Trumas, Perig Zayin, Mishnah Dalet Zak. Well, the Mishnah summarizes for us. Kol Mashalim Keren V'Chaimish. Whenever you have a situation that the person pays both the Keren and the Chaimish, your typical situation of when a person needs Trumah B'Shoigeg, so HaTashlumin Trumah. So the payers that you give to the Kohen as a payment automatically becomes Trumah. And Imrotza Kohen Limchel, even if the Kohen wants to be Meichel, Eina Meichel, he can't be Meichel. Chol Mashalim is the Keren V'Eina Mashalim is the Chaimish. Wherever the person for eating the Trumah pays the Keren but does not have to pay Chaimish. For example, he ate a bemezid. The bas kohen that was married to a Yisrael. Someone fed his little children, or his avodim, or trumas chutz laretz, or he ate less than a kazayas. In all these cases, where there's no chayish. So hatashlum in chulin, then what he pays the kohen is chulin, it's not truma. In other words, it's just a mominous thing. If he's paying a chaymish, then there's a tikkun for the chet over here. But if there's no chaymish, that means I don't have a tikkun for the chet. And he's going to have to do tshuva, but I don't have a tikkun for the chet by him paying money. But he does have to pay money for the aveira of gzela or geneva. So im ratza kohen limchal moichel. On that, on the Masechtas Bava Kama part of it, so to speak, if the kohen wants to be moichel, he can be moichel. So Pashtus, the Mishnah is just doing a summary over here, which sometimes we have in Mishnayos. Some Rishonim say the Mishnah is teaching us as follows. Wherever he pays Keren and Chaimish, so the Tashlumin becomes Truma. And therefore, the Kohen is not allowed to leave this Tashlumin in the hands of the non-Kohen. Because I'm scared he may come to eat it. So according to this Pshat, Imratza Kohen Limchal means, if the Kohen says, I'm not in a rush to pick it up, you hold on to it. No, you can't do that. I'm scared he's going to come to eat it. As opposed to where the person pays Keren and he doesn't pay Chaimish. So it doesn't become truma. Here the kohen can say, okay, I'm not in a rush. You want, hold on to it. Here there's no concern that the person may come to eat it. Because if he does, he does. So you're letting him eat it. That's fine. As long as it's chulin, there's no problem if he eats it. And there's no problem with you giving him a gift, even though he has to pay you.